On the way to the airport, basically, this piece, even though much later in the series, kind of inspired the whole idea for the exhibition, because it seems that in this day and age, we're all, in one way or another, always on the way to the airport, whether it's holidays, whether it's work, family, or a mission from God. So I imagine these things. I was at the Melbourne airport coming home, probably to do something for the exhibition. And while I was filling in my forms, I saw these photos on the ground. And it was obviously a young man of Eastern European descent, maybe a new migrant. My mind goes mad as soon as I see these little, they're like little signifiers that set off something. And so I imagined him. The other issue at home is, of course, the whole idea of homegrown terrorists, men who are born in Australia, who are going off to Syria to wage jihad. And those ideas, again, I'm not a historian, I'm not a political scientist, I'm very much a storyteller. So all I'm doing is playing with these everyday current issues and bringing them to a place, I think, where we can kind of understand or what we think is the story. So with this, of course, the minute you see a young bearded Muslim man, again, the cliche of waging jihad, it's like in the tubes in London, they say, when you get into a train, however liberal-minded and humanist you are, when you see a dark-skinned man with a beard, like me, you probably get a bit nervous. If he's carrying a bag, you get really, really nervous. So it's just playing with those ideas that, you know, I did a series years ago called The Only Good Indian is a Dead Indian, meaning Indians as in us, Indians from the subcontinent, playing with racial stereotypes. In the same way over here, the idea that if you're a Muslim, you are at the very least a sympathizer is what I'm playing with this. Just looking at cliches